Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today, we're covering an article by Brett Allegre Wood called Only 21% of Businesses Are Getting ROI from AI. Here's why.
And that number is worth sitting with for a second. 4 out of 5 businesses investing in AI and getting nothing meaningful back.
This comes from a DataCamp survey of over 500 enterprise leaders across the US and the UK. Not garage startups, major players, and only 21% reported a significant positive return on their AI investments.
So what are the other 79% actually dealing with?
It gets worse. 32% of those leaders said AI had caused inaccurate decision-making in their business. 27% said they'd lost competitive ground as a direct result.
So the tool that's supposed to make you smarter is, in a lot of cases, doing the opposite.
That's exactly how Brett frames it. It's not just failing to deliver. It's actively producing bad outcomes and handing advantage to competitors who got the approach right.
Here's the part that struck me. UK adoption is at 54% now, up from 35% just a year ago. That headline sounds like progress.
It isn't. Less than a third of that 54% are seeing any positive return. More than half the country's businesses have bought into AI, and only a small fraction are getting anywhere with it.
And Brett points out that less than half of those companies even have a clear strategy for what they want AI to achieve. They've bought the tool, tick the box.
And never ask the most basic question. Why? What problem are we actually solving? What outcome are we driving?
So what separates the 21% from the rest? There has to be a pattern.
There is. And the data makes it very clear. Organizations with mature, company-wide AI literacy programs are nearly twice as likely to report a significant positive return. Twice as likely. That is the clearest signal in the entire data set.
So it's not about the biggest technology budget.
Not at all. It's about having the smartest team. AI is not a passive technology. It needs human guidance and human intuition to be effective. Your team has to know how to ask the right questions, interpret results accurately, and recognize when the AI is wrong.
Because without that, you're letting a black box make decisions for your business with no way of knowing whether those decisions are brilliant or a disaster.
Brett uses Australia as the cautionary tale here. 67% of Australian workers are already using unapproved AI tools, shadow AI. Two-thirds of the workforce going behind the organization's back, plugging company data into unknown platforms with zero oversight.
And it's not malice. Those people are just trying to do their jobs. But the business created demand for AI, told everyone it's the future, and then gave them neither the right tools nor any training. So they found their own way.
And the business has no visibility, no security, and no control over any of it. 90% of Australian security teams reported feeling pressure to loosen their security controls just to accommodate the demand for new AI tools.
That is a pressure cooker situation.
Singapore shows what the opposite looks like. The government launched the Digital Leaders Accelerator Bootcamp. Note the name carefully. Not a digital tools bootcamp, a leaders bootcamp. The focus is people, not software. Practical implementation, delivering tangible results in under 3 months.
And they've backed it with a 400% tax deduction on AI expenses, tied to a clear framework for responsible implementation. That's not a free-for-all. That's building an ecosystem where AI adoption is driven by strategy rather than hype.
Brett gives 3 honest questions every owner should ask right now. Are you tracking the return on your AI investment in measurable terms? Do you have a written plan to build AI literacy across your team? And are you confident your staff aren't already using shadow AI tools you know nothing about?
Most people will wince at that last one.
Right, because hope is not a strategy. If you're not deliberately investing in your people's ability to use these tools, you're leaving real value on the table and exposing the business to the same risks playing out in Australia.
My one action for this week? Run a shadow AI check. Ask your team honestly, without judgment, what AI tools they're using outside official systems. The answers will tell you exactly where the gaps are.
For me, it's this. Before you sign any new AI contract, ask whether your people have the skills to extract real value from it. If the answer is no, invest there first. Build the capability before you buy more tools.
The full article is on the Anabu AI blog at anabu.ai. The What to Do This Week section is worth reading in full. And if you want us working in your own business, you can book a free AI audit there as well. We'll see you next time.